Hello friends, this one's called Do Your Duty, a refresher at the workplace. I've been enlisted as a delivery expert at a very well known pizza chain, to whom day in day out, previous to receiving wages, is actually doing the work. I made a crucial decision in my life surrounding this particular job as a member of the psychiatric on disability benefits. If I could manage my money, I probably wouldn't need paid work. Moreover, the decision was to stay permanently. It's my belief that this crucial decision, plus the adage of experience and maturity through the course of time, has helped bolster my good feelings, my well-being at work. I feel better than last time because I have worked here before, and crucially, making the decision to work permanently does help with challenges that come your way in anything. Commit to the right things. Don't expect miracles all the time, but do your duty. Do your dues. For example, I also go to church, and I've also made the decision to go here on a permanent weekly basis. I think the title of this, the theme of this video is a refresher. I've got to, and I will, demonstrate to myself and the audience how to go about not being bored at my job. I have about 2 cigarettes left and I'm dreading it. But William, it will come to pass that of you reading your quit smoking book and quitting. If not for the health, yes, the enigma of human health, then for wealth. I've had a nice time today on a bicycle ride, making a bicycle ride video. My main general point was bringing into subjection the rigid and car-like behaviour of an exposed push bike. Yes, even in driving, mainly in driving, namely in driving a motor vehicle, we have to not infringe upon others. In this, cyclists seem to have generated the habit, the attitude, that this is the case. Ultimately, fear God. Ultimately, be at peace with every man. And mankind shall therefore yield fruits of peace towards the user. I'm very grateful that my idea of a refresher at work exists within me. And herein is the wellspring of me getting it out. I shall not do on deliveries any recording, and I'm about 23 minutes early. Point being, it's too dangerous, especially with limited battery power. It's too dangerous to record chart-topping audio books, podcasts, and audio recordings whilst delivering fast food, namely pizzas. For a refresher, things that come to mind, what are they, William? Driving in a civilized and fluid, graceful manner, adhering to the rules of the road, not thinking you've got to max out the speed limit, and I think and feel and know that crucial is the deep therapy. So even whilst not recording this Truman Show, speaking, questioning, and answering to me, my number one, my God, help me, Lord. I feel that it's fitting to lift up the spirits whilst working. The smoking can actually take from the spirit, quench it. In all of this, I seek to go from strength to strength, in both countenance and spirit, so that no one can get me down. Namely, topically, my main worst enemy is me. So factor number three of a refresher in the workplace. Factor number four is give it to the Lord. Lord, I present you my evening shift, my strong will to stay at work permanently. And who knows, maybe the fantasy could become a reality. As I gather money little by little and pay off my debts, etc., etc., maybe I will have a wee roadster in good time. Cars on my mind is the MR2, the Celica, potentially an Unos MX5 roadster. I've considered the MGs in different variants, Honda Civic Type S. And I'm absolutely loving my podcast on fighter pilotism. In all of this, I try and keep my mouth shut and my business to myself. How cursive can it be for the old impromptu greeting? Your heart's got to be in everything, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. I place my treasure in the things of true, the things of God, things that's true, all things bright and beautiful, great. And the churches, yes, the churches, the chapels, the cathedrals point to God. You'll never get that out of your head now. Yeah, so a refresher at work is going to be just remind yourself of your values. My values are boredom, in a sense of habitual routine, not being so exciting, but making it exciting and life-giving in the right ways. Going by the book. Another avenue to consider and to get a grasp on a refresher at work is to maybe develop relationships on a deeper level with the customers and my colleagues. I'm not speaking about looking someone directly in the eye and asking them personal questions. But I'm speaking of these three cyclists in the road and the love I have for them. In the name of Jesus, I am a showboater, a chronic show-off. My refresher by the values being reminded of, forming habits, which is a wellspring for the cultivation and the ploughing therein of the soil. The soil is for God-given creative attempts, gifts and talents that live within us. Let us not desperately try to express these, but let us cultivate the soil with the tasks that need to be done. Get a job, get an education, get yourselves in a routine of rambling, forsake physical exercise, a manual labour job, and I wouldn't worry too much about smoking or your health, because you were created by Jesus. Yes, an invitation, an open invitation to Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord. I'm arriving at work now. I've got to have all my senses on. I've had a nice time post energetic drinks, handbrakes, and cigarettes, getting this out. I think that ultimately, I know that I need to keep my job and to work hard. But the crux of all of this, and you can use any kind of statement, sentence, question, answer, and make it appear to be the right answer. So I'll just leave it to the answer being the deed done, not so much the words said.
God bless.